Welcome back to Full Circle Reviews. Tonight's episode will be reviewing Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the 2021 sequel to the first Venom movie. We are joined by Luke.
That's me.
And Justin.
What's up?
And I'm your host tonight, Kristen. So this movie is an action sci-fi anti-hero, I guess. It's kind of a superhero, anti-hero.
Yeah.
Storyline. And coming out of the first movie, this is another struggling male protagonist. It's Eddie Brock, played by Tom Hardy.
He just continues to get in his own way.
Who is having a hard time adjusting to hosting an alien symbiote named Venom. He's lost his girlfriend, Anne, who's the love of his life. And we are joined in this particular movie with Cletus Cassidy, who is played by Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
Who ends up hiring Eddie to tell his story prior to his execution, as he's a serial killer, and put out his last message to his one true love, Shriek.
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 Yeah. Shriek.
And right after he meets with Eddie to put out this message, he's infected by Venom's chaotic spawn, Carnage. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, kind of.
No, there's no kind of. That's what happens.
Well, he wasn't infected with Carnage. Like, he took a bite of Eddie's blood, and instead of becoming Venom, he became
Carnage, right? At the same time that Carnage refers to Venom as dad.
Yeah, because it came from him. So he doesn't become infected by Carnage. Spawn. Like, he turns
Carnage the Venom spawn.
Yeah, into Carnage.
So anyways, what you said, accurate.
Anyway. Dun, dun, dun. where I was going in the first place. So, initial...
This is going to be one of those.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Initial reactions, Justin.
Since you can't shut your mouth, you go first.
You go first.
Jeez. I don't know where to start.
And now he doesn't know what to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I was super excited for this movie. Maybe too excited. I felt like maybe I was too pumped for this movie. I love the Venom aspect in the first movie, how it had great one-liners, and Tom Hardy's acting played a good dirty type of anti-hero, like you kind of said. And unfortunately with this Let There Be Carnage, within 5 minutes, I was kind of turned off to the movie already. It was just too much Venom. It wasn't funny. Like the first time I chuckled, his second line in a row, I was like, okay. And then it was like, this is not a character who should be speaking like multiple lines in a row, like stanzas.
Continuously.
He needs like one liners. It was just too much of a good thing, I guess, right off the bat. And it really never ended. Like, I was so happy when they split. Mm. I was like, oh God, okay, maybe Tom Hardy can save this. And that didn't fucking happen. And I was kind of disappointed. No. I was super excited because of Cletus Cassidy. I love the actor. What's his name?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Love Woody Harrelson and like a lot of his movies. And I was kind of let down by him too, as well. I felt like he's been very diverse in some very extreme roles. And this was a good opportunity for him to showcase that. And he kind of underwhelmed.
Okay. Fuck this movie is where I'm going with it. I haven't said that since The Night House. Let There Be Garbage.
Yeah.
Let There Be Carnage. Fuck the Carnage. Venom. Let There Be Garbage. This movie, I was pumped too. I'm in the same boat as you. I loved the first. And then I think about maybe 4 minutes and 21 seconds in, I leaned on my left arm and thought, Jesus Christ. Venom, shut the fuck up.
I know.
Yeah.
And it was like the one-liners, the whole, when you mentioned when they split, I had my endorphins peaked a little bit. I thought, okay, maybe this is going somewhere. And then Venom's in some fucking parade, fucking
changing from person to person,
from person just to killing person them. And fucking on stage and shit. It was just, oh my fucking God. I cannot tell you how much I was dying to get that out.
You would have walked out of the theater if you weren't with us.
If I were with you, if I was not with you guys, this movie would have been over at the 20-minute mark.
100%.
Because there was nothing redeeming about it.
I agree with both of you. So I was also super pumped. And just for the record, this was not one of our picks. This was not just that it was a new movie, so we decided to review a new movie. This was one that all three of us were extremely excited about.
Straight the fuck up.
Love, love, love the first one.
Just chill out a little bit, Luke.
So,
eat a dick.
So, whoa. Wow. So.
How did he know I was hungry?
Fuck you both. So excited about this movie. And in fact, when we got to the theater, it was like three little kids. Like, we all had our popcorn and we were like, yes, this is gonna be the greatest thing ever. And we love Carnage and it's Woody Harrelson. And how could this be better? And it just plummeted.
And I'm just gonna say what maybe you guys are thinking, that maybe the fact that I had a date that flaked on me for this movie might have something to do with my disdain for it.
Oh, we're getting that on the record.
Yeah, okay. I don't give a fuck her. But this movie was total garbage, regardless if
you were still in a relatively good mood to see the movie, even though you're flaked on.
I was happy to see you guys. I mean,
although I think she owes you $10 for the ticket.
Oh yeah, I still have to pay you back.
$6.50.
But yeah,
you bought snacks. No, you bought snacks.
That's true. But it was just I was pumped to see it. I thought, okay, this has to be good. Carnage is a great villain. I
mean, Carnage had a bigger part than Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I would say so.
Tom and Venom had the biggest part.
Yes, without a doubt. Venom, just his voice alone. If you could count his voice as screen time, then yes, without a doubt.
Okay, so I'm gonna take it back from both of you. I was really disappointed. I really felt like in the first 10 minutes of the movie, I felt were incredibly painful. I know Luke was done about 4.5 minutes. Justin was about 5. I was giving it the benefit of the doubt. And I felt like maybe what they're doing with this is making it so that he's so overwhelming and so overpowering because Tom Hardy's trying to stifle him, that it's going to lead to almost acceptance, like a mini climax to either a split or a, you know, they're going to end up having to do something together and kind of like use Venom for a greater purpose, because he was just kind of getting tired of being fed chocolate and being kind of
eating chicken,
captivated and eating chicken. Right. So I thought, okay, this
wanted to eat people.
Right. Right. So I'm thinking, all right, well, maybe they'll start solving crimes again. He'll be able to, you know, eat the bad people and it'll calm down. Almost like Venom represented cabin fever. Is kind of how I felt the beginning was.
Sure.
And I thought, okay, it's painful. I'm annoyed, but they still can recover this.
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
No.
It was a steady decline.
I felt. And it, for me, I felt that there were, and I love Tom Hardy. I mean, Tom Hardy, if you're listening, hey boy.
Whoa.
But I felt like there was not a single redeeming quality, not the music, not the sound, not the score, not the visualization, not the CGI, not the costumes, not the storyline. And God, no, not the writing. The writing was terrible.
Absolutely. And didn't somebody mention it was a different director?
Yes, it is.
It was a different director.
So it's unusual for a movie to have blown up as big and as well as the original Venom to bring back the entire cast of the first movie. And a different director. And apparently the first movie was directed by Ruben Fleischer. Fleischer.
Okay.
Was the first director.
And this was Andy Serkis.
And this
right?
was Andy Serkis. And that's kind of surprising to me that they changed it. Now they asked Ruben why he didn't come back to direct the second one. And he said that he had scheduling conflict and couldn't finish up doing Zombieland Double Tap
with Woody
and
Harrelson.
This at the same time, but Woody Harrelson was in both movies. So I don't understand that.
It almost sounds like a cop out. An absolute cop out. Like he saw the writing on the wall and
like they gave him the story and he didn't like it at all.
I'm thinking.
And I tried to think, okay, well, maybe the only redeeming quality of this movie is the fact that Tom Hardy's in it. But the problem is that Tom Hardy had, he was like a sub character.
Yeah, exactly. It was fucked. He didn't really have a chance to have a good performance.
It was nothing like the first whatsoever, where he drove the movie.
And what shocked me is Tom Hardy co-wrote this.
Really?
Oh no.
Yes. Oh, that bothered me.
Poor guy.
Oh, that my rating's lower.
It's a G. That's for me.
He needs to go back to being the Jew in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right, you guys have talked about that enough and I haven't watched it.
You need to watch
it. That's your problem.
Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway.
Watch it.
The cast of this particular film was Tom Hardy, Woody Harrelson, Michelle Williams, J.K. Simmons, Amber Sienna was a party guest.
Was that? Oh, okay. Don't know who that is.
So I've never heard of her.
And something, Naomi Harris.
Naomi Harris was Shriek. Yeah. Okay. But overall, I thought it was terrible.
She did a good job. I thought she had a good acting performance.
She was the one that was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think it's the same lady.
Calypso, yeah. I think was her character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Luke, talk to me about what you liked about the first movie.
I like the whole anti-hero concept. Deadpool is a good example of an anti-hero. The fact that it's more or less a villain that just hasn't crossed the threshold of like flat out murder of someone who doesn't deserve it is kind of like an anti-hero.
Yeah.
Somebody that will save the world for a selfish reason is what I'd sum an anti-hero. And Venom is the epitome of that.
Yes.
I love the villain. I've always loved the villain, even in that shitty kind of Spider-Man 3 movie where Venom was played by what's his name?
From that 70s show.
Topher Grace. Topher Grace. Yeah. I still liked him in that because we got to see him, but it's just,
oh my God, I forgot that parallel. Yes. Yeah.
So it's just the whole Venom concept is a brilliant one. The alien symbiote that is in the guy's head. And he's not necessarily a bad guy, depending on which universe you follow.
Take over.
Right. I think it's a fascinating medium, I guess. And it's open for hundreds of different ways they could have taken it.
Correct.
And I feel like this was a way of, they made it cheap without making it cheap and more expensive.
Okay.
So it just seems like a cash grab to me. So the first one didn't seem like that. The first one seemed like it was story driven. It was, they put some importance on Tom Hardy's acting performance.
Yes.
And Venom was used very sparingly.
Yes.
Like one of the scenes I want to reference in the first one is when he's being held at gunpoint by the SWAT.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, mask. And the other guys go, copy. And then he goes, okay. And he goes, mask. And Venom goes, copy.
Like and his hand just comes out, right?
And then he gets the mask on. They start shooting him. That was perfect.
Yes.
It was one line. Clever. There was no like, and I feel like if that was in this movie, it would have been Venom like doing a one-liner with every murder. Like something like, oh, like an Austin Powers joke. That's not a good time for one to lose one's head. And then he bites the guy's head off or something.
Okay. But I love Austin Powers. You can't compare.
I do too. But I'm saying, I feel like every kill was like an opportunity for Venom to say something stupid as shit.
Painful.
Yes.
Painful. So for me, what I loved, two things that I loved about the first movie was A, Tom Hardy's quirkiness.
Yes.
And I felt like his acting, his quirkiness, his like kind of awkward moments were so beautiful in the first movie and so relatable and so lovable almost. And then he had this like kind of villain, anti-hero, alter ego that was kind of like almost like the devil on his shoulder that would be like, oh, I shouldn't do this. Yes, you should.
Yeah.
You know, like almost like
kill him.
Yes.
But it was an endearing dynamic.
Yes, it was. And it was like, can I eat him? No.
Well, it's like because Eddie Brock was struggling and it was like, you know, his conscience, but the anti-conscience.
Correct. Yeah. And so for me, the first movie, what was so perfect about it was that Venom was the sub character
to
supporting character to Eddie Brock. In this, Venom was in all ways, shape, and form, both with screen time, voice time, lines.
Front and center.
Yeah. And it was just the personality of Venom changed quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean,
it was lame.
I guess if I'm
too much of a good thing,
if I'm to ask, like, what scene specifically epitomizes the how much of a change this was, it was the quote unquote fist fight between Venom and Eddie Brock.
Oh my God, that was so dumb.
Oh God.
That was a CGI laden, terribly directed piece of shit mess.
Yes.
Right there.
Agree.
And yet I heard laughs in the theater and
it was obnoxious.
It hurt.
I'm sure there's people who liked the second one more than the first.
I'm sure there are idiots out there.
And I'm sure they are fucking idiots. Definitely. Yes,
without a doubt. They're the ones.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We're not judging you that harshly. But
I feel like
we strongly disagree.
We strongly disagree.
Indeed.
I think that
I just want to ask him how. Give me like
way to bring us back to the middle.
Give me like an actual like reason with at least one or two syllable words of it why you like this. Yeah, it's dude. It was awesome, bro. That's why. Yeah. Yeah.
It was just painful. I actually felt like I became so desensitized by about halfway through the movie because I felt like everything was happening so fast, so loud. Not even the character shriek, but I felt like there was nonstop screaming and shrieking. And it wasn't even the character shriek.
Yeah.
I actually thought she was pretty cool.
I thought she was great.
But the screaming, the shrieking, the like spinning, the CGI never stopped.
I know. And I was massively disappointed with Carnage.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way they depicted Carnage is not the way Carnage should have been depicted.
No. And I felt like the transformation scene of Woody Harrelson into Carnage was painful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, forced. I felt like everything was so... I felt like any bit of storyline that this movie could have had, which, you know, in my synopsis that I talked about was basically struggling with the symbiote. This guy's, you know,
and struggling in life. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And the serial killer's writing out his last thing. He goes to see him and then he
solves the
ends up becoming Carnage. There is a very basic storyline here that could have been done very differently. And it would have been enough of a bottom plot to get the story off the ground. I felt like the plot was so stifled and suffocated.
It was paper thin.
By the dialogue. Well, and see, I wrote down here that I felt that the storyline for this movie was actually better. It was just poor execution due to the horrible dialogue.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
It distracted from everything going on.
Yeah, I also felt like the constant noise.
It disrupted the flow.
Yeah.
I even made a comment that I was annoyed with the sound effects because each scene felt like the sound effects leading into the scene, that it was going to be like some climactic scene.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my God, can we just end the movie?
Adrenaline fatigue.
Yeah, I was just.
Adrenaline fatigue. I like that.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Agree. Luke, I've kind of stolen the show here on complaining. You want to jump in on this?
I feel like I'll never be able to complain enough about how I felt about this movie. So I just, I mean, if you name one aspect of movies in general or this movie, I can point to something. So pick your poison. I just hated it so passionately that
how about the scene? Let's talk about the writing, right? Let's talk about the scene at the end of the movie.
When it's an all improv
with Cletus, right? Okay. Eddie.
Are we talking the climax?
Well, after the like major fight scene, and now Cletus is like about to die. And, yeah. And so he's so, you know, emotional. Reaching out, and it's almost like that like Halloween H2O scene where like Michael reaches out for Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm gonna try and kill her
again. And she kills him, right? I actually thought that was an incredibly cool scene in H2O. All right. This one, when Cletus is like, oh, Eddie, I just want your friendship. And the next line is Venom, fuck this guy.
Oh, it was.
I literally said, fuck it. I'm out. Like,
it was the summation of
that was. Yes.
Garbage.
Oh, my God. But that was, to me, I felt like I literally wrote in my notes. Seriously? That was the writing of that scene.
It was horrible.
It was a total squandered opportunity. And the writing is as much to blame as the CGI.
They took fucking gold and turned it into
coal.
Well, it's toilet not, paper. It's not like they're struggling for villains. Carnage is not a minor villain in the Spider-Man universe or even the Marvel universe. Yeah. So the fact that
Carnage was the force to be dealt with.
Yes. I mean, arguably Venom is Spider-Man's antithesis, but Carnage is like a close second. And if I wasn't brain dead by the end, I think that he's dead now. Like the symbiote's gone. He got eaten, didn't he?
Carnage.
Yeah. Carnage. Yeah. So there's no, I mean, unless something, I don't know.
Unless he comes to life in the sewer after he shits him out.
There you go.
Which is what we pretty much did with this movie.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I don't know where they could go. They squandered an opportunity for a fantastic villain.
Yes.
Yeah. And the only place they can go now is like Spider-Man has no limitation on.
Well, they
on
showed that villains. In the cut scene at the end of the movie that it's going to go into the Spider-Man movie.
That
so
post-credit never going scene, home. Yeah. That post-credit scene makes me very worried for the Spider-Man Enterprise because they destroyed this movie.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And I love Tom Holland, and I've actually, you know, I like the Spider-Man Enterprise, all three Spider-Men that have done it. I think Tom Holland is, in my opinion, probably the best, even though I had a hard time adjusting from Tobey Maguire.
I agree.
Initially.
Andrew Garfield sucks ass.
Do I stand alone and he's my favorite?
Yes.
Andrew Garfield?
Yeah. He was my favorite Peter Parker.
He was
Parker.
The right amount awkward, but that was it.
He was cute. He was good, yeah. But he's not my favorite.
I got you.
But I liked him. I liked all three of them.
I just felt like his movies were grittier than any of the others.
Have you seen the new ones? Homecoming and Far From Home?
Yeah, I'm just saying that like his movies were darker in the vein of like a dark Marvel comic.
Well, he was in a darker mental state, I would say.
All right, fair enough. Anyways, back to your point.
So my point was that I have really enjoyed the Tom Holland movies of Spider-Man, and even his part that he's played in the different Avengers movies. And I've enjoyed that series, right? I am very concerned about them bringing Venom and Spider-Man together. God. And I really hope that this director has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, I think the thing that might save it is in the new Spider-Man movie, Doctor Strange basically unlocks the multiverse. So we're going to get multiple Spider-Mans.
Yeah, that's
we're
what
gonna
I
get
did,
the
did
villains.
Imply.
We're potentially going to get multiple Venoms because Venom was in previous.
Because we don't have enough.
Correct.
Oh, God, there's too much in this one.
There's going to be a lot going on. It's the multiverse. It's true. So I mean, we're going to, we may or may not get some Tobey Maguire and some Andrew Garfield.
That's one thing about the Marvel
and some
universe
Miles Morales.
That you can never count out a villain or a hero.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Can never truly count
I mean,
out.
We know we're going to see Doc Ock.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And the Green Goblin.
And the Green Goblin.
Which they is did exciting it. For me.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
As long as it's Willem Dafoe still.
It has to be.
And because they showed Alfred Molina, but I didn't hear Willem Dafoe. Just, I didn't see him. I heard his laugh. And
I feel like they have to bring him back. He's still one of my favorites.
Oh, he probably looks like bacon.
Well, he didn't look great 20 years ago. So.
He didn't.
Like Mick Jagger's ugly cousin.
If someone can be uglier. Yeah.
I love Mick Jagger.
I'm not saying I don't. He's not attractive, however.
He's got nice lips.
I did feel that the movie overall was just loud.
It was obnoxious loud.
Whether it was the characters, it was the transformation scenes, it was the CGI, it was the sound effects. And there were no like really recognizable songs. I believe it was an incredibly, an original soundtrack of all originally made songs for this flick. And I felt like it just flopped.
Yeah, I can't remember even if during the rave party scene, if there was anything notable. Any songs notable?
No, definitely not. It was fucking garbage.
Yeah, because I even looked it up I know Apollo.
He didn't like it either.
Yeah.
I even looked it up and the soundtrack was all things like, oh, Venom's Return or Venom's this. So everything was an all original songs. Almost like they thought that this was going to be a good idea. And, you know, look at a movie like Suicide Squad where they brought in every amazing recognizable song.
Or even in the last one, the Venom song was the Eminem song.
Yes. Which was great.
It was great. They really shit the bed with this one. I'd hate to be the bed maiden for that one.
Oh, God.
I also felt so not only just loud, but I ended up feeling so incredibly overwhelmed and overstimulated that I was just bored.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know, that's amazing that it could achieve something like that. Exactly. That it could achieve that.
Because it was nonstop.
It was nonstop. There was never really a lull. And Venom, I think it was Venom, that the actual symbiote Venom that just never allowed you a second to process.
Miss him.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. I mean, he was just so in your face all the fucking time. And it wasn't funny stuff. It was like, okay, when Mrs. Whatever from the convenience store.
Yes.
It says, hi, Vinny. Oh, konnichiwa. Oh, my. What in the ass was that about?
And then he inhabits her body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was so clever.
Miss Chow? No.
Nobody saw that coming.
No, never.
Not at all.
God. And then with the boyfriend,
he hits his head on the steering wheel or whatever.
You guys need counseling. Ha ha ha.
Oh, that was hilarious right there.
fucking garbage.
The only, so the scenes that were shown or the lines in the trailer, right, were absolutely 100% the best pieces of the movie. And that's not saying a lot.
No, they were the shiniest turds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was terrible. I just don't understand how they could do this, how they could think that the public is so stupid that we would just like laugh and guffaw at this and think, you know what? That was the best thing I've ever watched.
I would have rather watched two midgets shit in a bucket.
So the
usual Saturday.
Oh God.
So, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Sorry.
I think also that the fact that it was Tom Hardy and Woody Harrelson, I had such high expectations.
I know, right?
And I'm not necessarily like 1,000% a Woody Harrelson fan across the board.
He's
I like him. I like him a lot in specific roles. Like I love Zombieland.
Killers, not so much.
No.
Yeah.
I think he's excellent in the Zombieland movies, in fact. And I really thought when I saw the previews that he was going to be Carnage, I thought, all right.
Yeah. Because you assumed the movie was going to be like 10% symbiote, 90% human.
Human.
Yes. And if you.
And it was reverse.
It was.
I mean, in the first movie, the first Venom, you actually were almost like waiting for the next Venom line.
Yeah.
Or the next Venom like interaction or the next like little.
And you had to wait for it.
And you had to. It was like, dear God, could you just.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop talking. Yeah.
Dude, I think we even said that in the theaters. It was just like. You know, I had no shame at that point. I was just, dude, shut the fuck up, Venom.
And it was funny because about 30 seconds before you did that, I'm sitting there and I'm like, Luke's going to lose it. All of a sudden, just outwardly, and I'm sitting there giggling because I'm like, I agree with you.
Dude. I mean, the only good thing about it was just that we were all in agreement.
Yeah.
If one of you would have liked it, I think we wouldn't be doing this podcast.
I think I'm probably going to end up grading this movie higher than you guys, but
we'll without see. A doubt, it doesn't get lower for me.
Well, I also think that it's hard to. Okay, let me restart that. Initially, I thought, well, you know, I love Tom Hardy. I feel like, you know, Tom Hardy and Woody Harrelson were probably just held back by the director, right? Because there's a different director. The first one was great. You know, Tom Hardy did amazing in it. And then I found out that Tom Hardy co-wrote this.
Yeah, it really knocks him down a peg.
And that really hurt my heart a lot because. I had such high expectations and I felt like both actors.
He's truly talented.
Yes, he is. I mean, if you talk about Peaky Blinders to Venom to Mad Max.
To Bane.
He plays like the head of the Jewish family and he's
ruthless and conniving,
but calm
and hysterical.
Even if I had biblical, nothing to go on but Bane and Venom, I would think he was fantastic.
Yes. So. I mean, such a. He's one of those transformational actors to where he looks totally different.
Yeah.
In every role he's in. True. He was even in Inception.
Yeah. Clean and cut.
Yes. Yeah. Don't be afraid to dream a little bigger. Mm-hmm. So I was really upset because I felt like initially he and Harrelson were held back by the director and overshadowed by the enhancements, the sound, CGI. Yeah. But if he co-wrote it and then the change in director, I'm not sure where it got fucked up.
Well, isn't it possible that he got the co-writing credit, but he really had minimal.
Maybe for ad-libbing some shit.
Yes. That's what I mean. And what I'm going to is I found out via a Fleetwood Mac song, Seven Wonders, that Stevie Nicks actually got a credit for co-writing when in reality she misspoke a line.
Oh.
So I found out that it's actually pretty common.
Because of their original.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to believe that's what happened. Because I want to believe he's better than the bullshit we watched.
I hope so.
Oh, I know he's better than the bullshit we watched.
But let me ask you guys this, and I'm sorry if you were going to go here.
No, go ahead.
Do you see a Venom 3?
Oh, yeah. That's what the whole trailer was about. I think
it's going to be like
he's going to go into Spider-Man and then
I see that as an offshoot, movie. not a Venom 3. I see that as a like a Spider-Man. Let there be fucking Venom.
It's Marvel's way of pumping up Spider-Man because it's supposed to be the biggest Marvel movie to come out since Endgame.
God, Jesus Christ.
I was not a fan of Endgame.
I love Endgame.
I know.
I thought it was amazing.
I've been waiting for one of you guys to choose it because I still haven't seen it.
Did you see Infinity War?
No.
Then why would we watch Endgame?
No, we would need to do a
We'd have to watch like the first Marvel 20.
Which we can definitely do.
I'm more of a DC dude.
I know. We've talked about this. I am too.
It explains a lot.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Excuse you.
Are you kidding? Why? Because I like Batman. Robert Pattinson Batman looks dope.
High five.
I hope you heard that.
You're going to pick Batman over Iron Man right 100%. Now?
Fucking A, yeah.
100%.
Really? Ben Affleck over Robert Downey Jr.
No. Ben Affleck is the worst Batman, even over George Clooney.
I'd have to agree with that.
Ever.
And George Clooney was terrible.
And he was, but at least he was like somewhat handsome and kind of personable. Clooney,
he was the right amount of campy, but that was it.
Correct. No. Ben Affleck should have never, ever been Batman.
No.
Ever.
So I guess I'm just not invested enough in Marvel to like want to watch this shit alone.
Now, my next movie choice will be a Marvel movie and it'll be a one-off that is pretty funny. And we'll see if you like it.
Well, I love, if we're talking about DC versus Marvel, right? I love Iron Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man is my Marvel hero of choice. Because I don't like when my heroes are too clean.
I got you.
They
got
to be a little bit dirtier.
And I mean, I'm Batman with you. I'm Punisher.
Yeah.
Punisher's and mine.
Same thing. I like the anti-hero.
Did you watch the Netflix Punisher?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Not as much as the Thomas Jane 2004 one. I found myself loving that one.
I see. I like the original one too.
That's a conversation for another day.
Let's
stick
Back to Venom.
Let's stick to Venom for now.
He keeps goading me.
I know. He's just trying to antagonize you. But the problem is you guys are agreeing on this movie, so he has nothing to harass
That's
you
true.
About.
That's true. Yeah.
So
I have something to harass him about for an eternity.
Okay.
What might that be?
Choosing DC over Marvel. Don't get me wrong. I think the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
There's no comparison.
Maybe top 10 movies.
There's no comparison because the original Justice League
was
horrific.
Even though it is 4 fucking hours. Amazing. We should do that for this podcast.
Oh, I think that's what we were talking about in the very beginning when we decided on it.
But even with that, you can't put DC over Marvel.
I'm not talking movies.
We're not talking about the movies. We're talking about the storylines and the writing of the original comics.
Everything.
The original comics, not the way that these production companies have decided to put it on the screen. Because I feel like the Marvel movies are significantly stronger than the DC movies, but I feel like the DC characters are...
Yes.
Better than the Marvel ones.
You can't touch Stanley.
But why the hell are we on that topic? Let's go back to this shit that we're talking about right here.
Stanley shit.
Yeah. He's trying to bait both of us. I get it.
That's what he is, and he's winning.
Gents, do you have anything about the movie that you liked or that you would not guffaw at?
Not laugh at.
See, I thought the storyline was actually good. I thought everything about the screenplay, I guess, was great.
So you're saying that like the camera direction and the visuals?
No, the whole...
Are you talking about the plot?
The plot, flow of the movie and the established characters and the events that unfolded, the whole plot. Yeah,
just correct. Not the way it was visually.
Just not the way it was
it
done.
Together.
Yeah, okay. I feel like the material was there, the direction was not.
There's not a damn thing that redeems this for me.
Andy Serkis fucked this up. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Yeah,
he fucked it up.
Yeah, I agreed.
There's
isn't
not
he
one thing.
First directing gig? Maybe second. Right?
No, he had some. Others.
I heard he did Jaws: The Revenge.
Oh, he's an
I'm
actor.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know.
He was Fearmonger in Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Oh yeah, this was one of his. He's supposed to be doing another
Black
movie
Panther.
Coming up.
I wish him the best.
He's an actor. He's been in other movies. I think
he's
like
been in a lot of
13
movies.
Going on 30.
Yes, but this is one of his first like starring that he's the director.
Directorial. Yeah. He's been like an assistant director before.
Correct.
What a hell of a way to break in.
Fuck, I mean, but
director.
He's part of the Marvel family.
God, fucking hacks.
So, what are you going to do, man?
Jump off a bridge if I was forced to watch this
again. If you were Venom?
If I was forced to watch this again. Yes. Sorry.
So, okay. Luke, do you have anything that you didn't hate? It's okay if you don't. I'm just throwing it out there.
The only thing that I liked was nothing to do with the movie. It was the fact that Carnage got a focus on, like, Carnage got a move, like, a movie that focused kind of on him. Because I think it's a fantastic villain.
Okay.
Other than that, no. When the second I heard the words "Let there be carnage" in the movie, it was the doom sealed. At that moment, it could have turned completely around, but hearing the title in the movie was just over for me. That is it. The fact that Carnage, they thought enough of Carnage to give him his own kind of movie. Kind of.
Okay.
All
right.
That's all I can come up with.
See, for me, I agree partially with Justin. And I like the fact, I like the very basic subplot storyboard, but I feel like it was just suffocated.
Yes.
And I feel like had they took away all the enhancements, all the CGI, mm-hmm. if they had toned down the noise, the color, the
just need to be rebalanced.
Visual and verbal vomit, if mm-hmm. they had just toned it down and allowed the story to be the story and not, you know, the background to chaos, it could have had a decent run.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, what did you think of, since we are full circle reviews, the fact that the officer shooting Shriek
came full circle
to the totally unremarkable police officer chief or whatever he was, lieutenant.
I mean, he was pretty unremarkable, though.
What purpose did it serve?
Well, his last line was just stupid, too. He's like laying there dying, and he made. Remember that? There was a line. Yeah.
There was a line that.
And it was so unremarkable. Unmemorable.
Unmemorable.
But he was laying there, and it was something stupid, like.
It was something that implied sequel bait, if I remember correctly. It was like his eyes open and they're blue. And they're like, I thought I could have swore they were like deep alien type blue.
I didn't see that.
Really? Okay.
I don't remember that.
No, but he had like a one word line.
Seriously tune shit out though by that point.
Just same here.
Just gone on too long.
Yeah. So, I mean, I felt like the fact that she went after the guy that took her eye or whatever. Okay. I mean, I can get down with... Really, Apollo?
Dude, yeah, he is going to town on that pin cap.
I mean, I can get down with the fact that, okay, it's going full circle. This woman has suffered for this many years with a missing eye because this cop shot her or whatever, and she went after the cop. Okay.
She also had it coming.
I mean, sure. I'm okay with all of that. And the only character that I didn't completely hate was Shriek.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I felt like Woody Harrelson... I felt like she was... She flew under the radar of annoying.
Yeah.
And I think that I had such high expectations both for Tom Hardy as Tom Hardy and as Venom, and for Woody Harrelson as Woody Harrelson and as Carnage.
Well, and we had no expectations for Shriek because nothing was shown about this character in the previews.
I had no idea who she was.
Exactly.
And she was a sub character and she was not obnoxious.
But a little bit of balance.
And she was okay. She was the... You know, the muse of Carnage. And I thought that the subplot, I actually thought the piece where he had their little poem saying mm-hmm. written, you know, gave it to Eddie to write out, to get out to her almost as his last hope that she would receive this message. I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that aspect of it. That was about it for me. So do we want to jump to budget?
Yes. Oh, a lot. Yes.
It's going to be high.
Shall we do the first and second
just
movie
like
on these?
That likes this movie,
I
want to
just do
be high.
The second because I feel it's going to be depressing if we include the first.
Okay. We'll guess the second, then I'll just tell you the first.
Okay. Second, the budget, I'm going to guess $185 million.
Ooh.
And box office so far, I'm going to guess, $215 million.
Okay, Justin.
Budget. I'm going to go lower. $125.
Okay.
And box office, $349.
I hope you're wrong.
As of October 26th, 2021, the budget was $110 million.
Okay.
Box office was $352.6 million.
Holy shit.
Oh, my heart.
And this was dually released to both HBO Max and the movie theater.
Wow,
and
did that
so
well.
It got a whole lot less than they had initially thought
it
would.
Was it really on HBO Max?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, the first movie, the budget was $100 million. So only $10 million more for the second than the first.
Okay.
Okay. This first movie had a box office of $856.1 million.
Jeez. So that must have been worldwide or domestic?
Worldwide.
Wow, almost a billion, huh?
Yeah.
That's a fucking Avengers movie.
So it was a huge hit. So, yeah, they did so something far, right. The second one, I mean, it's you can't call it a flop. It still came back over threefold.
Highest grossing movie during of the since year. COVID, for
yeah,
sure.
100%. So, yeah, unfortunately. So the ratings, do you guys want to guess on what they are? And then I'll tell you what the first ones were.
I'm going to guess IMDb 7.1.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes 86.
Oh God, really?
Dude, I'm expecting a lot of dumbasses.
Okay, I'm going to go IMDb 6.1.
Our dog is just going nuts. He's going nuts.
Rotten Tomatoes 68.
Okay. Get a bulldog, they said. It would be great.
Yeah, they don't make any noise when you're recording podcasts.
Not at all. 6.4 IMDb, 60% okay. Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
88 Google, 84 Fandango for the second movie. The first movie that we love and hold near and dear, 6.7 IMDb, so not a whole lot higher. 30% Rotten Tomatoes by the critics.
Wow.
81 Rotten Tomatoes by the audience. So for the critics'
consensus was 30%.
So they hated it.
Dude,
critics
no joke.
Hated the so first
that's
one.
That's why they changed it.
That's like.
But what? The audience had 81% on
and
Rotten
it did
Tomatoes.
800 million. Why would you
why
change
would you change it?
It?
And then 87% on Google. So actually, Google viewers like the second one better. So on to our ratings. Who wants to go first?
Not me.
Not me. Not
well, then I will. I feel.
Yeah, you can go first. Ladies first, please.
Sure. I feel it. There is nothing redeemable at all for me. Even the fact that that piece between Carnage and Shriek, where he reached out to her through Eddie, and then they rekindled their love and tried to get married on the church on the hill or whatever. I can't say that I loved that. It was the only part of the movie I didn't hate. So, the fact that I hated the music, the score, the writing, the visualization, the cinematography, the directing, and the acting, I can't justify not feeling it.
Yeah.
So, I'm at a flat F.
Okay. Mine's going to be short. Fucking F. I can't even explain how the negativity I felt. Do you remember at the end of the movie when we were standing by the car and I said, I want you to remember this moment
how
right
we
now,
feel,
how we feel right at this moment. Yes. 'Cause I was worried that one of us would go back on how we were in PTSD shock at the end of this movie. I forget who it was who stood up first, but people were filing out next to us and had filed out and we were just still sitting there. Like
fuck this
the
shit.
The climax was still going on.
We were sitting there trying to figure out what we just watched.
Yes. So I mean, I'm sorry for calling anybody a dumbass who likes this movie, but I'm dying to know what is good about it. Like, what could you like about it? What was there to like about it? There was nothing.
Well, you might be shocked when you hear my rating.
Then please,
yeah,
by all means, F for Luke, F for Kristen.
There's some things that I really liked.
I do tell.
I liked Carnage's introduction as breakout of prison.
I remember you leaning over to me saying it was terrifying.
It gave me hope for the movie. Like, okay, maybe this might save it if they could break from the Venom bullshit. I liked the plot. I liked the story that they had written. But everything else was fucking horrible. And it outweighed the good, for sure. So, I guess the general consensus is that this movie fucking failed.
You give it an F?
I give it an F.
Well, you led us to believe it was going to be like a C minus or something.
All I did was I said that there were some things I really liked.
He did it on purpose. One of these days I'm going to learn not to feed into his shit.
So...
I'll feed you my shit any day.
Justin!
Wow. Full circle reviews.
Bye.
F cubed. F cubed.
F cubed.
F cubed.
F
fucking on A. Venom, Let There Be Garbage, the area Carnage. Of the
garbage container it takes let to fucking garbage. Hold yes. this bullshit.
All right, kids. Terrible. Full circle reviews. We'll Justin, Kristen, and time. Luke.
Bye.
Signing off. Time.